I'm Molly Dove. You are listening to Morning Edition right here on Aspen Public Radio. Eagle County announced a cluster of COVID-19 cases in the Roaring Fork Valley Tuesday. Those 11 new cases were among young people between 16 and 18 years old who contracted the virus after a private gathering. I spoke with Eagle County's communications director, Chris Whitlack, about these new cases, the county's contact tracing efforts, and what the outbreak means going forward. So does this outbreak of younger people in Eagle County tell us how that demographic may be following public health orders?
You know, I don't want to say that it means younger generations are not following public health orders. I think what we probably know just inherently is that younger folks tend to be more social in general. So when we say, you know, it's okay to start gathering together with more people or other people, then they will probably be the first group to do so.
So just to clarify, even when the county allows gathering sizes of 10 or 50 people, that group is still encouraged to social distance?
Absolutely. So the 10 people level that we were at still required 6 feet of distance between non-household members. And then when we moved to the 50 stage in our blue phase of our public health order, we still said even with 50 people, if they are not in your immediate household, you must stay 6 feet apart.
Does the county know if those 11 new cases from the private gathering stayed in Eagle County, or did they maybe go to other parts of the Roaring Fork Valley?
So I can't tell you for sure what their travel patterns were, but I can tell you this is definitely a joint investigation with Garfield County and Pitkin County, because of course those lines, they don't mean anything right in that area. As far as, you know, you don't notice when you're crossing over it, it doesn't really matter that much. Those are intermingled populations. So definitely a tri-county effort to conduct this investigation.
The county said that some of those 11 cases are refusing to isolate and work with contact tracers. What kind of position does that put the county in?
You know, it's important to quarantine if you've been exposed and isolate if you are sick, because even if you as a younger person are not experiencing symptoms that are severe, you could be spreading it to people who may get much more sick than you are. So, and contact tracing is really to protect your family, your friends, your loved ones, your coworkers. We want them to know that they have a possible exposure so that they can take those protective measures as well. So, of course, we never want to stigmatize anybody for getting sick. This is a highly infectious disease. People are going to get sick. It's a global pandemic because it's a highly infectious disease. So it's not that we are trying to shame or anything, anyone who got sick. We are trying to protect their family and friends and loved ones. So the more people who have tested positive or have been exposed can think about the people around them, it might help with the mindset of why it's so important to help public health.
That's Eagle County Communications Director Chris Whitlack talking about the 11 new cases discovered in young people in the Roaring Fork Valley portions of the county. Eagle County would consider rolling back public health orders if the percentage of positive COVID-19 tests are over 20% and new cases double over a 2 to 5 day period. Eagle County has 668 confirmed cases as of Thursday, and 35 of which were discovered since June 1st. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.